Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Is Ray Walker again in for Andrew McKay as he's left for Leadership Santa Rosa. We are back here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And we are joined now with Glenda Caudle of the Gulf Breeze News. She is a reporter, the editor. Lisa Newell is taking the day off. So Glenda's filling in. So we're going to welcome Glenda. Welcome to the News Radio 92.3.
Thank you so much, Ray. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. And as I talked to you just a minute on the phone before in the break, and really enjoy the Gulf Breeze News. I told that to Lisa last week when I worked for the representative, was always heavily involved with Gulf Breeze and followed closely what was in the news. So I know you sent me a list of topics this morning that you got going on in the paper. So fill us in. What's up and what's going on in Gulf Breeze this week?
Well, a lot is going on in Gulf Breeze, and thank goodness when I look out on the street on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, it is so much busier than it was just a few months ago, and that's a good feeling. I remind myself of that every time I get a little bit impatient with the traffic. But specifically, on Monday night at the City Council meeting, Mark Faulkner, who's the CEO of Baptist Healthcare, came and talked to the City Council about what's going on with COVID and how it's affecting all three of our local hospitals. And it was not the easiest conversation to have because, quite frankly, as we all know, the Delta variant is a big problem. And he stressed the fact that it's putting a lot of stress on our local medical providers. Not so much in terms of space. As he said, we can put beds in a lot of places. We don't typically have them. It's the employees, the nurses, the doctors, therapists of all kind. He even pointed out that a lot of hospitals over the state of Florida are bringing in traveling nurses to try to make sure they can cover patient care. He talked about the fact that it used to be that somebody with COVID could be expected to affect maybe 1 to 3 people. With the Delta variant, it's as high as 8 or 9, and where in the past you might have to have sustained contact of 15 minutes or more to pass it along, now you can, it seems, pass somebody in a hallway and give them COVID. So those were not easy things to hear. The good thing he pointed out was that he expects this Delta variant to peak in 1 to 3 weeks and then to start down if it follows the same pattern that it followed when it hit England a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so and I think
that was a ray of hope there.
Yeah, and I think that's the message is, take all the precautions, do the right things. And, it's the trying to give a, like you said, it's a hard conversation, but we're trying to give a positive outlook and, hey, we're going to get through this. But we do have to remember all the healthcare workers and everybody they've been on for now over a year and a half where they've had to be really on target and basically on call all the time with this and to really support them. And I think that's a good reminder.
Right.
And it looks like you're getting somebody new at the city.
We are. We're getting a new assistant city manager who should be on the job next Monday. His name is Greg Blaze, and he's from Mobile, where he is currently the facilities maintenance director for the city of Mobile. He has a lot of background in emergency management and logistics and a really strong administrative background. And we're really proud of our city management and our representative government in Gulf Breeze and are really hopeful and optimistic that Greg is going to be a wonderful addition to that.
Well, and I think, Sam does such a great job as the city manager, Sam Abel, and she
Doesn't
does
she
such
though?
A great job. And I remember, I dealt a lot with the city back when Buzz Eddy was the city manager. He did a good job, and you're like, well, how do you fill those shoes? And
yes.
Sam has done, it's like, okay, so we've got an A plus, and then we're followed by another A plus. Gulf Breeze has done a really good job with their city manager moving forward, and I think as bringing this your new assistant city manager on at a time when, and I'm looking at it, one on your list, I'm going to skip one and jump ahead, about ambulance response. He's has emergency management experience, so some of the impacts from COVID and staffing and so on that Santa Rosa County and Gulf Breeze are probably having him come in at this time probably is couldn't be a better fit for what they need.
It certainly sounds that way. So we're very optimistic and looking forward to meeting him and his family soon. Another one of the things that our leadership in Gulf Breeze has managed to pull off is a reduction of water impact fees. This is almost unheard of. If you're going to have impact fees, you can almost always expect them to keep going up, up, up. But the impact fees that are going to go on new development that takes place not so much within the city of Gulf Breeze, because Gulf Breeze itself is pretty well built out, but their service area goes on down Highway 98 for quite a distance. And as we all know, there's lots of development east of Gulf Breeze. So new development down there is going to get almost $1,000 break on their impact fees in that area. And that's because of some very careful planning, some application for grants, some deal making that is all to the advantage of people served by Gulf Breeze with its water and wastewater systems.
And nobody complains about getting a reduction. I found that. Nobody ever complains. Absolutely. Oh, you're going to reduce it? All right. Well, and as we're getting close to the end here of our time, as we got to go to traffic, but I wanted to highlight, you've got, I know there's some things in the highlight everybody loves. It's football season, and that's coming up. So I know that there's
absolutely.
The sports page is probably full of preview for Gulf Breeze and for, I see, Florida State. So, and so we're moving forward. And then you have a new Splash magazine coming up.
We do, and we're going to be focusing. We have a new feature where we focus on different areas within this community that you might like to go and spend a day, whether you're a tourist or a hometown person. And we're going to be focusing on Pensacola Beach in the September issue. So be sure and look for that. And we'd love to have you give us some support with ad revenue as well. So we're always looking for that. Just give us a call.
Absolutely. And it's, as I was saying earlier about Santa Rosa, there's always things to learn, and the Gulf Breeze News is a great place to go to find it. Glenda Cottle from the Gulf Breeze News, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for being with us and filling in for Lisa, and look forward to talking with you next week. And at this time, a little bit late, we're going to go with Jenna with Traffic on the 5.